smoke, they might smoke a pipe, but usually they smoke
cigarettes.
All right. If you want to talk about the fact that you don't owe anything to anybody, you say, I'm not
in debt to nobody.
You ever say obligated or beholden?
I'm not beholden to nobody.
Use either one? Now, does that mean you don't owe them any money, or does it mean you don't owe them a favor?
No favor, no money.
Now, if you're obligated to somebody, does that mean you owe them money, or could it mean you owe them a favor?
You owe them a favor. You always favor you, you're obligated to give him the same kindness back.
I see. Would you ever say, if you ever said, I'm obligated to that man over there, would that ever mean that you owed him money?
I'm obligated to.
Mean you owed him money, though?
No, it wouldn't mean favor.
It
wouldn't be obligated to send no money or like that. You can be obligated to put him down money.
Yes, that's true. It's true. Can you do that? Yes, I.
Yes, I can.
Or
yes,
no,
I won't.
Or no, I
can't. Couldn't.
Do you ever hear anybody say that man was undead, meaning he was already dead?
Yeah, I hear folks say that too. He's dead when he got to the hospital.
He was undead.
He didn't die when he got there. He's dead when he got there.
Do you ever hear anybody use the expression, he belongs to be careful?
Belongs to be careful.
Meaning he ought to be careful.
He ought to be careful. I hear him say that.
Yeah, okay. You don't hear him say belongs to.
Yeah.
Will you do this? No, I. You already said that a minute ago. No, I won't. You said that to me. Or did you ever hear anybody use the old expression, I might
do something.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
I might do it. I might not.
Would you ever use that, the pronunciation of it?
I might.
That's another one of those carryover expressions that have been passed along from generation to generation.
Hey, will you come over there and do something? Well, I might.
I wanted to ask you, we talked last time about varmints, you told me that armadillos was one type and that you thought of them as being small animals like possums and skunks and things that maybe get after your chickens. Do you ever think of lice or bugs like that as being varmints? Do you ever refer to those as varmints?
Lice?
Uh-huh. Would that be a varmint?
I don't think that would be a varmint.
All right.
An insect.
What about some
insect
kind of...
Insect means the bugs and... ants and all them for the insect.
What about some kinds of people? Do you ever call a person a varmint?
Oh, you just call, look like a varmint.
I'm talking about maybe somebody who's mean.
That means he don't take care of himself. Oh, he don't care no care of himself.
Suppose he's mean. Would you ever call him?
He's as mean as a varmint, something like that. Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling. Okay, do they have any maple trees around here? Do you ever see any sugar maples?
No, I haven't seen one.
Alright. Would you just by any chance happen to know what they'd call a group of maple trees together? No. Maple grove or a maple orchard or a sugar orchard?
Well, I mean, you would call it a maple grove, you know, because you don't have that many. That wasn't what they called it, you know. I mean, you call it a grove.
All right. They don't have any around here, though.
No.
Mm-hmm. If you're out picking berries with children, you might tell them now, you don't eat any of those because some of berries are...
poison. I come on my day, folks told me local get them laid on.
Sir?
So my day, when I come on, people tell me, eat them plums, local done laid on. Said, local ain't a kid.
Oh, really? Is that true?
I don't know, but I would still keep up meeting plums, things like that, you know. We wouldn't eat them either if they tell us that. Don't eat those plums, they can bring them up here and wash them all. Locals don't lay on.
Is there?
We better get them plums, wash them all.
Plums are good, aren't they? You don't see any plum trees around here?
Plenty. Ooh, there's going to be some plums.
Are there? Is this a good year?
It's a good year.